mismo, la la pizza yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza yo. All right, okay. Here we are again. Welcome to Super Rich God, the voice of God. Yes, this is your host, Bishop Ricardo Shaw, saying shalom, shalom to everyone. Today, our topic is also another exciting topic. Who is in charge of your will? Can you ask yourself, who is in charge of your will? My brother and sister, we must learn to use our will as an offensive weapon against Satan. We must daily take authority over our will and conform it to God's will. We must be willing to say, my will is no longer my own. Daily, you must dedicate your will to doing the will of God. Amen. In Luke chapter 11, verse 2, so he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Jesus told his disciple, and indeed us, what we have termed the Lord's Prayer. He indicated the importance of the will of God being done on earth and gave us the ultimate example. In Luke 22 verse 42, New King James Version, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. At this time, Satan was attacking Jesus, trying to get him to do his will, not the Father's. Jesus' statement was an offensive weapon against all the forces of darkness arrayed against him. Use your will as an offensive weapon against Satan. Alam niyo po mga kapatid, last year, July, nasunog po yung aking tahanan sa probinsya. Anniversary pa namin mag-asawa at ako'y excited kung anong handang pagkain na aming pagsasaluhan. Eksakto, malapit na ako sa aming bayan na biglang nag-uusap kami ng asawa ko dahil ako'y nag-excite sa sweetness at love na ipaparinig niya sa akin. Pero ang sinabi niya, sandali lang, nasusunog ang bahay. Alam niyo po, pray ako ng pray. At siguro ang sabi ni Satanas, ayos, tingnan natin kung yan ay hindi niya itatakwil ang Diyos. Tingnan natin ngayon ang gagawin niya. Pero alam niyo, pagdating ko, ang sabi ko, Lord, salamat po, pinupuri kita at pinasasalamatan. Ikaw ay higit na nakakaalam ng kaysa nalalaman ko sa buhay ko. Lord, your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Hallelujah. Alam niyo po, nangyari ang lahat, naubos yung bahay, pero alam niyo, ang daming testimony ang Diyos. Nagpadala siya sa akin ng maraming blessing at yung pong dapat ng pinagmulan ng apoy ay na doon sa aking malaking warehouse, hindi po nagalaw, hindi maintindihan, yung apoy po'y umalis at pumunta sa bahay namin. Hello. Isn't it wonderful? Ha? Na ang kalooban ng Diyos ang masusunod sa atin. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Use your will as an offensive weapon against Satan. Whoever control your will, control the person. If God is in control of your will, He will control your action. If Satan is in control of your will, He will control your action. If you are in control of your will, self-will control your actions. Because your will affect every aspect of your life. Satan's objective is to weaken, divert, or gain control of your will. One of his major strategies today is to try to get you to spend your life following your own will. Ang dami po ngayon, mga kapatid, mga Kristiyano, ang sarili nila, own will, ang nasusunod. Kung anong gusto nila, kung anong gusto nilang paniwalaan, kung ano ang ayaw nila, sila ang nasusunod. Hindi po God's will. Hindi Diyos ang nasusunod. Wala silang basehan. At higit sa lahat, yung fruit of the Holy Spirit, yung faithfulness ay wala sa kanila. Yung loyalty sa Diyos. Yung God's will ang dapat laging maghahari sa buhay natin. Kahit ikaw ay isang pastor, kahit ikaw ay isang minister, kahit ikaw ay isang lingkod ng Diyos o isang Kristiyano, kailangan ang basihan ng iyong will ay yung God's will. Amen? One of Satan's major strategies today is to try to get you to spend your life following your own will. Tuwan-tuwa si Satan kapag yung own will mo ang pinaiiral mo. Wala ka ng huisyo, wala ka ng bait, hindi mo na alam ang tama at mali, hindi mo na alam ang faithfulness at loyalty. For feeling the desire of your flesh instead of dedicating and committing your life to fulfilling God's will on earth. Remember, the root cause of sin is asserting or placing your will above God's will. Again and again, remember the root cause of sin. Ang ugat ng kasalanan ng tao is asserting or placing your will above God's will. Kaya marami pong nangangaral na hindi nila naintindihan na nagkakasala sila ng napakarumal-dumal na kasalanan. Bakit po? Sinasabi na nila, hindi na ang Bible ang authority. Tinitira nila ang Bible, yung mga maliliit na mga minor na mga word ay pinalalaki nila. Hallelujah. Satan cannot take your will from you. Tatandaan nyo yan, mga kapatid. He cannot make you sin, but he will lie, deceive, and place temptation in your way so that you will yield your will to him and the lust of your flesh and sin against God. Bakit naghahanap kayo ng mensahe na para i-justify ang inyong kasalanan, para sabihin ang Diyos ay mali at ikaw ay tama? Be careful, mga kapatid. Whoever controls your will controls the person. You must learn to use your will as an offensive weapon against Satan. You must daily take authority over your will and conform it to God's will. You must be willing to say, "My will is no longer my own." Daily, you must dedicate, araw-araw, you must dedicate your will to doing the will of God. Before we can experience total victory over our wills, we must go on the offensive into Satan territory, the areas of our lives that have not been fully surrendered to God. Ang kahinaan ng iba, pera. Pagdating sa pera, wala yan. Wala ibang usapan yan. Hindi po. Thy will be done. Hello? Hindi pa ako nagkamali. Lahat ng blessing ko, lahat ng pagpapala ko, dahil sa will ni God. Amen? Whether we serve God or anything else is up to us. God has given us a free will. He gave us the ability to think, act, and move independently from himself. With this powerful force, man has the ability to choose his own destiny, whether to serve God and receive eternal life or reject God and serve Satan and his own selfish nature. Romans 6:16. Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone to obey him as a slave, you are a slave to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slave to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. The power of your will is based on yielding. If you yield your will to the temptation of the flesh, you become a servant or in bondage to those desires. If you yield your will to resist the temptations of your flesh and obey the word of God, you become a servant to the things of God. It's as simple as that. Kaya nga marami po diyan nagsapa pa seminar. Hindi dahil magaling siyang magsalita, ay tuwang-tuwa ka na at may kasanib ka na, may kasagpi ka na sa kasamaan. Kapag ang taong ito na magaling magsalita, ay pinakinggan mo, tingnan mo ang kanyang pagkatao. Lahat ng iba't ibang churches ay nawawasak ang body of Christ. Naakala nila ay will ni God pa ang ginagawa nila. Hindi nila alam na self-will na sila. Selfish will. Glory to me. Be careful mga kapatid. Pag kayo nakikinig ng mga mensahero, dapat may backup ng Bible verse. Kapag walang Bible verse at sarili lang niyang kuro-kuro ang itinuturo, aba, delikado yan ka mga kapatid. The power of your will is based on yielding. If you yield your will to the temptation of the flesh, you become a servant or in bondage to those desires. If you yield your will to resist the temptation of your flesh and obey the word of God, you become a servant to the things of God. It is as simple as that. Even though you surrender your will when you accepted Jesus, the power of sin was broken when you were born again. Satan's objective remained the same: to cause you to use your will to rebel against God. Kung kayo po yung mga mensahero na nagtuturo, nag-justify para lang i-justify yung inyong mga maling gawa, kayo po ay rumerebelde laban sa Diyos. Hello. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10. New Living Translation. He is especially hard on those who follow their own twisted sexual desire and who despise authority. These people are proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at supernatural being without so much as trembling. Hindi man lang natatakot. Hindi nanginginig. Ginagamit nila ang salita ng Diyos para makapanloko at makapanlinlang ng kapwa Kristiyano. Even a born-again person still has a free will and can use that will against the purpose of God. This kind of people are not content to listen to God and would like the bad experiences to happen in his life. Meron tayong dalawa rito. Number one, people who don't listen to God will have a stiff neck. Guard our heart at all times, most especially in time of success and failure, for that is when the enemy attack us the most. Exodus 32 verse 9. Then the Lord said, I have seen how stubborn and rebellious these people are. 2 Chronicles 24:19. Yet the Lord sent prophets to bring them back to him. The prophets warned them, but still the people would not listen. Jeremiah 32:33. My people have turned their back on me and have refused to return. even though I diligently taught them, they would not receive instruction or obey. Grabe. Jeremiah 44:16. We will not listen to your messages from the Lord. Basta laban sa kanilang self-will, basta laban sa kanilang kaalaman, hindi nila alam na sila po ay rebelde laban sa Diyos. Basta hindi kalooban ng Diyos, basta kalooban nila, laban sa kalooban nila, hindi nila tinatanggap. They are full of pride and arrogant. Zechariah 7:11. Your ancestors refused to listen to this message. They stubbornly turned away and put their fingers in their ears to keep from hearing. Kung minsan po marami tayong mga minamahal na kapatid na dahil sa ating pag-ibig, naliligaw na landas, ating pong pinangangaralan ng magandang balita ng Diyos at ating pinakikiusapan na may pag-ibig at pangunawa, hindi pa rin nila maintindihan ang gusto nilang samahan ang doon sa kumunoy ng kadiliman. Gusto nila na isang araw, bigla silang aalis. Mapapailing na naman ang inyong Bishop Carding dahil mayroon na namang napahamak. Hello? Ayaw nila marinig ang katotohanan, kaya sabi ng aking mentor, ng aking tatay sa espiritual, sabi niya, sabi ni Bishop Tony Mariohay, leave them. Hindi mo na control yan. Ang trabaho lang natin, ipangaral ang magandang balita, payuhan ang gustong makinig. Hallelujah! Kaya no wonder, yung mga nakikinig sa atin, sa ating payo, yung mga pinagpapala, umuunlad, at nagtatagumpay. Bagamat malalaki ang church, napaka-humble. Binibigyan tayo ng honor, binibigyan tayo ng love gift, at galang na bawat salita natin, bawat panalangin natin, nagiging batas sa kanila. Wake up, my brother and sister. Kailan pa tayo magigising? We are slumber, natutulog pa. Hello, wake up, my brother and sister. Acts 7:51, you stubborn people, you are hated at heart and deaf to the truth, bingi sa katotohanan. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestor did, and so do you. In conclusion, mga minamahal kong kapatid, the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master. It's fully enough and high time for us to place Him at His rightful place. Luke 6:46. But why do you call me Lord? Lord, and do not do the thing which I say. Like Jesus, we too can use our will as an offensive weapon against Satan. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done, determined to win the battles of the wills. Again, determined, decidido, to win the battle of the wills. God wills ang dapat na umiral sa buhay natin, hindi yung self-will. Meron nga ako nakita po na may isa pong church na talagang rebellion, talagang pati Biblia ay kanya na pong winawasiwas o hindi na pinaniniwalaan. Alam niyo po, ubos na po ang kanyang member. At nung may nakapagsabi sa akin, ay 50 na lang ang kanyang member. Mga minamahal na kapatid, sana po magising po tayo. Who is in charge of your will? Sino na ba ang may hawak ng iyong kalooban? Si Satanas ba? O ang ating Ama sa Langit? Mga minamahal ko, maaring yung iba sa inyo nare-rebuke. Maaring yung iba nagsasabing pinatatamaan na naman ako. Ako na naman ang ginawang halimbawa. Hindi po. Ang salita ng Diyos ay malawak. 6 billion people on earth o 7 billion na. Kailangan makarinig ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi po kalooban mo ang masusunod. Ang kalooban pa rin ng Diyos ang masusunod. He is our sovereign God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mga kapatid, kung sa pakikinig mo ngayon ay ito'y nagkaroon ng paggising sa iyong natutulog na damdamin, bakit hindi mo sabihin, Lord, patawarin mo ako. Tayo lahat po'y manalangin, tayo'y mag-pray. Our Heavenly Father, our super, super rich God, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence, O God. Lord, patawarin niyo po ang mga tao na naliligaw na ng landas. Dahil po ang kanyang sariling kalooban ang nasusunod, siya na po ang namumuno kung siya ay ligtas o hindi. Lord, patawarin niyo po sila. At kung meron po nakikinig ngayon na walang aksidente sa iyo, na ang salita mo ngayon ay para sa kanya, alam ko, Lord, si Espiritu Santo, alam kong mahal mo siya. At ngayong oras na ito, tumitimo ka sa kanyang puso. Nag-reactivate ka sa kanyang puso at damdamin upang ipaalam sa kanya, anak, magbalik loob ka sa akin. Lord, sa oras na ito, sino man sila sa dako ng daigdig na nakarinig ngayon, hipuin mo sila, baguhin mo sila, ayusin mo ang kanilang buhay. Lord, hindi namin ipaninindigan ang aming mga kasalanan. Kami nagpapakumbaba sa iyo. Ano man ang aming pagkukulang, ano man ang aming kamalian, sapagkat yan ay nakahula na sa iyong salita na ang lahat ay nagkasala. Lord, kami po ay makasalanan na binayaran mo lang ang aming kasalanan doon sa bundok ng Kalbaryo. Lord, hindi na muli kami gagawa ng mali. Kung meron man, tulungan niyo po kami sa iyong biyaya, sa ilalim ng iyong biyaya, sa lilim ng iyong biyaya. Alam kong ikay punong-puno ng habag at kami patatawarin. Pero hindi namin gagawing lisensya na araw-arawin namin gumawa ng mali, mag-isip ng masama at mag-isip ng makawawasak sa iyong katawan. Lord, malinaw na sa amin ang aming kaligtasan. Ikaw po ang kalooban mo ang siyang masusunod sa amin. Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Salamat po at sa oras na ito, alam kong kami pinalaya mo na, pinatawad na, at pinagpala na. Lord, hindi po glory to me, kundi lahat po kaming nakikinig ngayon, glory to God. Ang kalooban mo ang siyang masusunod sa aming kalooban. Lord, ikaw ang maghahari sa aming buhay. Maraming salamat po sa pangalan ni Jesus. Ang lahat ay magsabi ng Amen. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Alam ko, maaring mukhang ordinary lang o pangkaraniwang mensahe, pero eksaktong mensaheng ito ay para sa iyo. Ikaw na nakikinig, ito'y para sa iyo at para sa iyong mga mahal sa buhay. God bless you and shalom, shalom.
Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo.